Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M.
Hello!
Mark another state off the ledger.
What's happened?
Victoria have greenlit New South Wales.
Have they?
Well, most of us. Let's be honest, Sydney's still an orange zone, but we're definitely a green zone.
Are
so we?
We
can now go to Victoria.
Oh, woohoo! Let's go!
I know!
Yeah,
slowly,
okay.
Slowly everybody's getting kind of relaxing their cacks.
And they're closer to Christmas, that sounds better to me.
Yeah.
It does.
I didn't know about Victoria.
It happened overnight.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
It won't happen straight away. What is it? It won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
But it did happen overnight, yeah. So that's pretty cool. If you're waking up and you've got family and you wanted a little holiday, you can now do it in Victoria.
Wow.
So that's exciting.
I meant to text this to you yesterday. I got a phone call after you said yesterday how, you know, the only concern is for people worrying about in Perth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was this no number call from Perth. I'm putting on McGowan's onto me. Mm-hmm. His family's got back.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm sorry if you've got family in Perth. Good luck.
Well, even more luck after his announcement yesterday. They are so not. Don't expect any little Christmas surprises from WEA.
No.
WEA. From WA, because they made it very clear yesterday that they won't be allowing any of us to go there until well into the new year.
Mm.
It's really sad, isn't it?
Well, you know what? There's only one positive. This, you know.
Well, that's it.
We're all sitting here going,
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I'm not. I mean, it's the only positive I could pull out of it. Yeah. At least, all right, not happening.
Cross it off your list.
Yeah. Splatoon advocate likened him to Kim Jong Un, whatever his name is, North Korean dictator yesterday.
And so. I thought it was so sad. I was watching. I've got friends that do FIFO, and their kids were going, so. Is it Set? There's one little video. I wish I had to save the audio. One little kid is just terrified that Santa's not allowed into WA.
Absolutely. Wouldn't you be?
Of course. You'd but Santa worried. Gets a special pass.
He's exempt, yeah.
Everywhere he
He's
goes.
He's triple vaxxed.
Yeah.
He's triple vaxxed.
He got one in his puffy bottom just to make sure.
He got one of each. Pfizer, Moderna and AstraZeneca just to make sure.
Jeez, I hope they don't breath test him in the rain. But yes, so they're okay, Victoria now.
Yeah.
Because they're down to like 3 million cases now, aren't they?
Yeah, a day. I think every second, to
every
be quite honest.
Every second day.
Yeah.
And what was the Hunter yesterday?
Pretty good. 30,
was all right?
30 something.
Okay.
Pretty good, yeah.
So
I don't know if you'd want to go to Victoria right at the moment.
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
We're going okay here.
Yeah. So. Anyway.
Oh, well, there's the COVID update.
Yep.
It's every day, isn't it? It's changing mixed feast.
It really is. Mm. It's 6:04. Welcome to Wednesday, the 20th of October. Triple M, this is Tanya and Steve. On the line.
You saying, mate?
I'm seeing things like the five things. Mm-hmm. They're calling this the five tricks we didn't know restaurants used on their menus. Did you know about these things?
On their menus?
Yeah, on their menus.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now I can't open it because it's
I'll give you mine quickie while you're looking at
thank
it, right?
Thank you.
Because I found this quite funny. You know when I just read something that's not supposed to be funny and I laugh for no reason? It's really embarrassing when you live on your own. Anthony Albanese tells Labor to prepare for a December election. Albo, if you seriously think any of us are going to line up for one more thing that the government tells us to, you've got another thing coming.
Absolutely.
Not happening, dude. If they call it, we'll all just go, no, we're good.
Yeah, we're not coming.
We've lined up. We've done what you've told us this year. Go away.
Yes.
December. Albo, please. Anyway, what's this restaurant gear, mate?
Well, they say there's some tips and tricks that restaurants use in order to get us to either purchase more, choose them over maybe a neighbouring restaurant, etc., etc. Just quickly, a couple of the things. It's how they describe their dishes. For instance, would you buy a chocolate cookie or would you buy grandma's home-baked chocolate cookie?
Oh, going to get grandma's.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even though grandma hasn't come within 20K of it.
Exactly.
Apparently the colours on the menus stimulate our appetite. The most stimulating, no surprise for guessing, red.
Yes.
So when they do red writing on a white background or a red background with white writing or white blocks, that's more inclined to make us go, ooh, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
However, if they use blue or even green or yellow, we're like, I'll just have a coffee. Thanks.
Even if you use your even if you use your phones, green is spew.
Yeah.
Even,
yeah,
you know, on that level, isn't it?
It is.
Do you agree with this one? Because I certainly do. You know, when you go maybe to Chinatown, and they do it because we probably can't understand the original language.
Mm.
You know how they put all the photos up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, see, I like that.
Well, I've probably used Chinatown as the wrong example, because if you go to, say, a burger joint you're seeing photos of burgers, that denotes a cheaper establishment than one that just lists it, you know, double beef bacon burger with blah, 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 and it's descriptive rather than the photo.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I see what you're saying, and that makes sense.
Yeah, photos
mean cheap.
Because
you immediately think fast food, quickies, there's a pic of it.
Exactly. So you agree with that one?
Their burgers look sexy though, can't they?
Yeah. And by all accounts, the one font that makes us a little bit more excited than the standard Helvetica is anything written in italics. So studies show that if you write like T in italics, people are more inclined to think must be a good brand.
Fancy.
Yeah, they've gone the fancy.
Yeah.
So they get us in every which way. There are people that actually have jobs to study the psychology of putting out a menu.
Absolutely.
Amazing,
isn't
it?
It's funny, speaking of jobs, I was thinking of the photographer that does the food. Like, it's an art.
Yeah.
It is.
And even the day I found out that those beautiful milk chocolate shots, you know, so you've got milk going into a glass.
Yeah.
The day I found out that's white paint.
Yes.
I was devastated.
All those tricks.
All the tricks.
Yeah.
It's white paint. You know how it looks so thick and creamy and milky. It's white paint.
Oh.
And also when you see a really beautiful, well-set burger, that's hairspray.
To
give it a
everything.
Shine. Oh. Give it a shine and... But imagine that.
I know. And listen.
Study photography for 5 years. What do? Take photos of burgers.
And another one, especially for Risey, Steve, is when you see a beautiful girl in a catalogue with everything, that's been photoshopped.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
What's Photoshop?
I'm sorry, Tanya. I'm as shocked as Risey. What?
Exactly. You know what shocks me? Instagram. A lot of people, like women on Instagram.
The filters?
The filters, and they Photoshop their curves on Instagram.
Yeah.
Not like they're not in magazines.
Yeah.
They're on Instagram.
You guys don't know how to do that, do you?
Nikki knows, actually. She's got a few apps.
I wouldn't mind taking a few love handles off. I haven't taken a shot of me below the waist since lockdown.
There's one filter around, Nick's probably all over it, that I've seen rattling around. People doing the befores and the after, putting a photo of themselves up and then putting this filter on. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yes. Really?
You do not need any expert behind a computer for this one.
No.
It's just those little enhancements. Your eyes take on a certain color.
Changes everything.
Your skin.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's like someone's grabbing all the skin at the back of your neck and stretching it backwards for you.
All right, Tanya, that's enough of my profile shot. Wasn't a filter. All natural.
Steve. We've got a song off coming up next. It's your chance to choose the music here at Newcastle's Triple M.
Can I just say, though, filters are like chicken fillets. There's always someone's going to be disappointed.
Yes.
They either meet you and they go, Jesus, she didn't look like that on mine.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know what I mean with the chicken fillets.
Exactly.
As if we didn't have to go through enough as how you looked at night in the morning.
Yeah.
And now we meet you and it's a lie.
It's Tanya and Steve.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and get an extra $45,000 off your dream McDonald Jones home. Only for a limited time. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's.
Now, one out of four people apparently care about The Bachelor, and in our little group, that would be Nikki.
Yeah, and she left the studio.
I know.
She did.
And we're going to chat about it, but now we're stuffed, aren't we, Tim?
Well, I have looked it up. So
tonight, it's
back on the air with someone who did, well, she was a bit of a reject from episode 6 with the Honey Badger, and her name is Brooke Blurton.
Mm.
And we do have the promo.
This is the land of my people, Yamaji country in Western Australia.
Sun in the sky.
Growing up here has made me feel very connected to the ocean. It has shaped who I am. I would love to share my life with someone special.
You know how I feel.
For me, true love is all about making a soul connection, no matter who they are.
Okay, and that means she's bisexual. It's our first bisexual bachelor. or bachelor that we know of. I mean, God knows how many were in there in the past.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was only thinking yesterday, it's just not really, you know, I'm gay, I'm heterosexual. Not a lot of people come walking into the... I'm bisexual.
Yeah.
And label themselves, yeah.
Like not that. A common label, is it?
No.
That you say out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people within the gay community, and I'm talking 20 years ago when a lot of my friends started coming out, there was a bit of a, really, bisexual, hedging bets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It wasn't really... taken that seriously.
True.
It wasn't.
No,
let's be honest.
I agree.
So it's only kind of now that you can be bi and proud, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like people take you seriously and not just feel like you're hedging bets for a good night.
Why do we have this obsession with who we sleep with?
Because it's salacious. Mm. You know, it's what movies and songs and TV shows are made of.
Yeah. True.
Yep.
It's our obsession with love because it's so it's not tangible.
Yeah.
It's all about feelings and doing dirty things in dark spaces.
Glad I asked that question.
It was all going so well, but you had a great answer.
It was going so well, and then she just nailed it. So you know I'm a light turner off, right?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, that's
why we're obsessed. This under the fluoros.
Yeah. But, Nick, it's going to be a bit exciting.
It's going to be really interesting, and like you say, salacious. I mean, their contestants are obviously a mixture of boys and girls, so what's to say that they might not get together and prefer each other as opposed to Brooke?
Yeah.
So it's there's so many layers of complexity that I'm so excited.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be great.
She's a grown woman having a baby.
I know.
She can't wait to see The Bachelor.
I can't. It's very different. I think the same thing's been happening over and over and over, and this is just that slight mix-up, and I'm just really excited to see, you know, who she ends up with.
And who do you think she'll end up with?
I think it'll come down to a boy and a girl. If
of
I was
course,
a producer,
of
yeah. it'd be a boy and a girl.
You remember, this is a produced show. We've seen the mock show. What was that called?
Unreal.
Unreal, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It's a pretend version of what really goes on shows like The Bachelor.
They do behind the scenes to make everything happen.
Yeah, so anyway.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Have you kissed a boy and liked it?
Always. Always. After every show, thank you, Risey. We give each other a kiss and I head off home.
And I say, great show today, Steve. Have a great day.
And you know what? And only a girl could have brought that song out.
Yeah.
You imagine, I kissed a bloke and I liked it. Nothing wrong with that.
There was a mockumentary done that way.
Was
there? Yeah. A mock song. Yeah.
probably wouldn't sing it in that tone if he had.
It was actually.
Okay. Oh, really?
Have you not heard it?
No.
Oh, my God, I need to find it.
Yeah, have a look for us.
Anyway. Yeah. So, bisexual. If you were...
Yes, Tanya.
I'm putting Steve on the spot here. No, but not saying that, but I'm saying...
Yes, Tanya.
I know how close you are with your mate Brett.
So many times people said if one of you were female, you should be married.
Yeah, because you're not that way inclined.
No.
But together, you make the perfect couple.
Well, that's it.
You love so many of the same things.
Everyone I've been with, or friends, they all go, why aren't you two married?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't know if you've noticed.
But you do. It's nice to have that sort of relationship, male, female, whatever it is, where you can almost, you finish each other's sentences because you know each other so well.
Yes.
And that's kind of the level you two are on.
That's where Brett and I are at. Even though walking into, and this is embarrassing but true, but because we live apart, it doesn't happen as often. I'll guarantee you we would walk into every party dressed exactly the same.
That's so funny. Yeah.
And we'd look at each other and go, well.
Yeah.
Shoulder punch and move on.
Yeah.
Not run home and get changed like a woman would.
I was going to say, we used to have to ring each other. What are you wearing? Because often we'd buy the same clothes.
Have you got one like that?
Robin.
Yeah, Robin. Yeah. Of course.
We used to buy the same clothes but not be together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Same.
And you'd end up going, oh, my God, we're going to have to ring each other so we don't wear the same thing.
Yes.
But inevitably, we'd end up wearing the same colour.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I've got all these photos from, going out of the JR
When you were younger, though.
Yeah, I got a house and stuff dressed the same.
When you were younger, hanging together, did you always notice, like the person that came into the place? Like, Brett and I were always like, oh, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
And it was, you know,
same person.
Same person.
Yeah, that's when we'd go out the back and... punch each other up. Whoever survived,
yeah,
got to put the moves on.
Yeah, see, no, Brett and I always had a dance off.
It always worked well, did it?
Oh, yeah. Well, come on, Twinkle Toes Gravy.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, look, it is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole, and I do, and I meant that's a genuine question. This obsession we have with who you sleep with, and I don't care.
Yeah,
and that's why I find it interesting.
You will if I make the moves on Deanna.
Well, true. True. You're lucky. Hey, will you get away from my girl? She's mine.
Yeah.
But I do.
That's just, well, the age-old thing, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just, because I don't care,
yeah,
always interested as to why it's such a big thing. Because basically our sexuality is about who you have sex with. Isn't it?
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah, your sexuality is, yeah.
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 So, like, heterosexuals don't roam around going, I'm heterosexual! I sleep with women! We don't.
Well done for coming out and saying that, Steve.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
There was always so many question marks, wasn't there?
I sleep with a very, very hot woman, I'd like to say, while I'm here. Is that getting salacious?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I do.
In a dark room?
She's very hot. No, yeah, well, I insist on lights off.
She does, yeah.
I would rather, I'd like to be able to see her, but I don't want her to see me.
We're going to analyse some drink meanings now.
Oh, okay.
Line up.
What sort of drink?
Well, coffee. What your coffee order says about your personality. Who do you want to start with?
All right, well, I'm a flat whiter.
Let's go flat whiter. If you're a flat white drinker, then it's likely you may think you're a bit more sophisticated.
Absolutely. Yes, Tanya. I do enjoy my flat white.
The personality traits of a flat white drinker, they are single-minded, outspoken, almost arrogant, and they stick by their opinions.
That's crap. That's utter rubbish. What is this foolishness?
Well, if you're a cappuccino drinker, it says
that's
this
rising.
Is rising.
Me. Yeah, I did caps.
You are slightly more adventurous. You're looking for a bit more and could be considered more fun. You're quite open-minded and always up for a laugh.
Well, yes. I'll tick to all those boxes.
Now, still think it's crap. So now it's just the white. Okay, now, well, let's go to 10. You're a latte girl these days, but I bet you they haven't got latte with almond milk, have they?
I had to go. I had to look up, because I'm not a latte drinker. I'm a chai latte, which is very different. It's not even a coffee.
Yeah,
so a chai latte drinker, love cool, unique things. You're a little bit different to the norm, quite spiritual.
Yep.
So there you have it.
Fair call.
Do you make that one up your own?
No, I actually had to look it up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So chai, because I wondered about that too when we were ordering. I'm thinking, oh, that's not even coffee.
It's not.
But I don't think of it because I hear the word latte.
Yeah.
But does it have caffeine in a chai latte? Is that
I don't think so. It's just a mix of spices.
Mm. Is it really?
So latte, if you are a pure latte coffee drinker.
Yeah, right.
You're a middle of the road type. You think yourself a real connoisseur of coffee.
Mm.
And you're not that adventurous and don't like risk-taking. You're ultimately, oh, this is quite sad, you're ultimately a very boring person.
Jeez. Sorry for all the latte.
You know what I
drinkers?
Say to latte drinkers, though?
What?
They'll go, I'll just get a latte. So you want a small flat white?
Yes. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true.
That's what it is. So small flat white, no latte, small flat white.
Exactly.
And if you're a tea drinker and you do not like any sort of coffees, you're a fairly level-headed person, you're grounded, the kind of people that others go to for advice in situations. So are you happy with those descriptions?
Well, yeah. I just think if you're a non-coffee drinker, you shouldn't be on a breakfast show. You don't drink coffee. You used to. You used to.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't now.
Nah.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Because how else would you stay awake?
Yeah, I don't know how people do it, because Nikki doesn't
lemon
do
water.
Caffeine as well.
No coffee for me. It makes me too hypo. Yeah.
Okay.
I just flat out don't like the taste of it.
Don't you? And still don't like it.
Hate it.
No.
Even when I pretended to be all grown up and drink it.
Yeah.
I hated the taste of it.
Is that when Steve was getting you the full-strength coffee? You know, Steve getting
you, Rising.
Oh, sorry, when I was getting the full-strength
coffee. I have to point out, because Tanya would join in with that little coffee shout. So, you know, she'd have a coffee. Like she said, she wasn't a big fan.
No.
But Rising just started buying...
Half-strength, didn't I?
Half-strength. And Rising started buying full-strength. And we didn't know.
No,
and
then Steve didn't know.
And then Rising confessed to me, and I went, and then I started doing it.
You are horrible, the pair of you.
So and
you know,
drugging you.
And you know why Rising did it? Because he doesn't like to put people out.
I don't.
I know.
I really don't. I'm like, I get a cappuccino? Can you make one half strength and one full strength?
Couldn't be
like,
bothered.
I couldn't be bothered.
And
honestly.
Didn't want to hassle people.
Wow. Didn't. Yeah.
I'm not the hassle. True. I'm just embarrassed. So if someone's next to me, ordering some fancy coffee, I go, you say it.
Exactly.
I do.
Yeah.
They lean across. You say it. What is it?
Do you know the funny thing was, and there'd be a lot of people that don't remember this, There's a lot of people that will, you included. Remember the movie L.A. Story with Steve Martin?
Yes.
We thought it was the funniest movie when it came out because one of the opening scenes was them all sitting around in a cafe in L.A.
ordering coffees,
and we're all sitting there going, wankers!
Absolutely.
And now we are those wankers because we all order different coffees.
Yep. No question now. I drive past cafes and go, look at those toss pots. But yeah,
I know.
Nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned international roast.
Exactly. It's Tenure and Steve.
Don't you love real estate chat?
Oh, my God.
I can't stop talking about it everywhere I go with friends and family, and we're just like, wow.
We're constantly being blown away by the prices.
Yep.
There was a complete renovation sold in Mayfield on the weekend for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekend, $20 million was banked after a record land sale went on at Louth Park. All blocks were sold, but $20 million from 28 blocks. So that gives you some idea of how much these blocks were worth.
Yep.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah.
The most expensive block they sold was over $900,000.
Just for a block of land.
I know. And yesterday there was an article rattling around, even Triple M, I think, wrote it, and it was basically, if you want to buy a house these days, you've got to start looking in Koori.
Well, we've been telling the gap for years, haven't we?
I know.
Start that. Work your way out, not in.
Yeah.
But really, again, it's that, like that Mayfield one. Talk to anyone, and we are talking only the 90s.
Mm.
Who paid $110,000, $120,000 for a house that now sells for $1.1 million?
It's crazy,
insane.
I don't know how you encourage the young, like, you know what I mean. How do you talk to your kids about this great Aussie dream of owning a home one day?
Yeah, and
because they will be poisoning our tea. It's a fact. They won't be able to afford it, and they'll get to a point where they'll poison us.
Interesting, you went to murdering of the parents.
Exactly.
I was going to go two steps, but yep, I'm with you.
But it's so despondent. I was with friends on Saturday. They've got an 18-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Great for thinker. She's just bought herself a little, I guess it's a pop-up, a little caravan. It's not even a pop-up. It's a caravan.
Yeah.
She got it online. It needs so much work. But she got it for a bargain. She's going to renovate it and just put it on Camplify.
Yep.
Because it's a passive income for her.
Mm.
Because in her mind, she will never own a home. So she thinks, I think, she'll end up living in a caravan by the river at some point.
There you are. And everyone knows that living in a van down by the river is where it's all about, and more cash to spend on having fun.
But honestly, how do you, like, what do we say to our kids?
For about a year now, that we still, as adults, even in our gen, hang on to this Aussie dream biz of owning a home.
Yep.
And that's only because it's just implanted in us.
Mm-hmm.
The world's changing, and our kids will have to change with it.
Mm.
And look at, you know, the States. Even in Holland too, it's rent. It's rent. The rich own, and the average, not poor, the average rent.
But I see, like, being on the motorbike, and the last two weekends, because we've been free, we do a lot of riding around our region. I cannot believe pockets of the Hunter that used to be just full-on trees.
Yeah.
And now...
Estates.
Estates.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, the idea of there being a bit of farmland between, say, the likes of Thornton and Morpeth, forget about it.
Yeah.
It's a corridor of houses now.
Yeah.
And so people still want homes.
They still
want to buy that first home, that dream of doing that.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to go to Lightning Ridge and commute each day if you want to work in the CBD.
I'm sure there's a bus, Tanya. I'm sure there's a bus. But again, it's embedded into us.
Mm.
Talk to a European person, they're like, well, I don't care. Yeah, and if they can have enough money to buy a house, they will.
Mm.
It's not anti.
No, I know.
But it's not their dream. They've got so many other things, to do rather than buy that house.
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, because I don't think we're there yet. Mentally,
we're not.
Wanting our own plot of land.
Definitely. Absolutely.
And because we're a country that has so much land, who knows where you'll end up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
It's not like we're running out of it.
Your only hope is to go west and get into Legoland on that level.
Yeah.
That's $900,000 for a block of land.
Well, that's
and then
not
you build
cheap
500.
Either.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then you're spending half your day in the car to get to a job.
Yes.
It's insane.
Like, really?
Yeah. Or you can move to Sydney and be 1K out of Sydney and still spend that long in your car trying to get to work. Yeah. It's
so
bizarre,
true.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know where our kids are going to go with it. And I think you're dead right about poisoning the tea.
Yeah.
I think my son BJ just looks at his watch as he's a bit pale, Dad.
Tick tock. Tick-tock.
That's it.
It's like a little alarm clock in Peter Pan.
And I'm not kidding.
It follows you everywhere you go with it.
And every time I go past his room, I just hear this one day, this would be mine. All mine.
With an evil laugh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Evil laugh.
That's the full
stop. Finger to the mouth.
Yeah.
Hey, BJ. You don't look well, Dad.
How you feeling, Dad?
It's true, though, isn't it?
Oh, one day all your debt can be his. Oh,
that's what I keep saying to him. I said, all this debt will be yours, mate. If only you'll be paying your mum off.
Here it's Steve.
Gone are the days when we'd get a bunch of lollies and sit down in front of Scooby-Doo on Saturday morning when we were kids, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those days?
Yeah. Mm.
What are you all watching today? Cartoons. Mm. Might even watch a bit of Josie and the Pussycats. Now, hey, what are you watching? Oh, I'm watching this unboxing. Of what? Mm. Oh, I'm they unbox toys.
Mm.
Righto.
What for?
Online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids, what kids are watching today is other kids playing games.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's amazing. Or there's, you know, influencers, to use that term, as they do. But it's amazing.
It really is.
They're watching.
Well, like when it comes to influencing our kids, it's usually peers and parents. They're the two biggest influencers in a child's life.
Mm. Yeah.
But apart from that, what is influencing your child?
Yeah. Yeah, like what are they watching? Is there, you know, a particular YouTuber that you know your kid's watching?
Yep.
Half the time we don't know their names. Mm. And the other thing is they change them so quick.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What about the kids watching on YouTube, people playing video games? So them watching someone else play a video game and kind of describing.
Just said,
yeah, I know, but like, it just blows me away. That just insanely blows me away.
But is that like you watching someone else surf?
Yeah, true. Yeah, true.
That's what I mean.
Fair call.
Mm, okay. You know?
Things like the Norris Nuts. Like, look at their latest video, latest from the Norris Nuts. Who can eat the most fries? I'm sitting around, four of them trying to eat out each fries.
Okay.
It blows me away, the things that kids are watching. 1.5 million people have watched that in 2 days.
See,
What the hell?
I don't understand. So that's the new Scooby-Doo then. That's entertaining.
Please don't say that, but yes, I think you're right. Mm. Well, that's what I mean. What are they watching?
Mm.
You know, I know BJ went through a stage of watching particular ones that were common, and it was mainly those brothers. Again, I don't know their names, mm-hmm. but they're now famous. Like, you know, these are people with millions and millions and millions of followers. Therefore, you're right on the influence, but what a size of the influence.
Well, can you enlighten us? If you've got kids that are being influenced by something other than you and their friends, what is it? What are they watching?
133353. We'd love to talk to you right now. Would you say in the past, not only peers and parents, but like sports people were like the big influences on
totally.
Kids, but they've maybe taken a second, like a step back to YouTube.
Oh, it's definitely
stars.
YouTubers now.
Yeah, YouTubers now as opposed to the big sports stars, the footy players.
I guess it depends on the interest of the kid, though.
True.
Like, not every kid is influenced by someone they see online.
No.
Yeah,
there's still kids that have people on their walls that achieve things other than online.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, you'll still have kids that want sporting heroes to be their influencer. Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
But we'd like to know about your child specifically.
Yep.
Who is it? Who is influencing them?
133353, give us a call.
What are they watching?
What are they watching? Yeah. Are they watching a lot of other people playing games?
Mm.
You know, which is, as I said, though, if you put it in different terms, it's like you're watching Surfing Rise.
Yeah.
Or it's like me watching, I don't know, if I was into car racing. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's watching someone do that you're interested in.
Mm.
So therefore it'd be, you
rather
know what
than
I mean?
Do it yourself, you're
do
watching
it yourself,
others.
You're watching others, or you learn from them and you do it yourself later.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Craig from Charlestown's giving us a call straight away.
What's your kids watching, Craig?
Wouldn't have a bloody clue. When I walk in, they turn the computer screen the other way.
Oh, that must be naughty then, Craig.
Bit sus. We didn't ask what your 25-year-old son's watching, Craig.
No, but they both watch people talk about game walkthroughs.
Yes.
I just don't get it.
That's it. That's what
we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, they watch the game walkthroughs and all that gear.
So bizarre.
And someone sitting in the corner talking about it.
Yeah.
But what's the appeal? I don't understand.
I think because they're into a particular game, so therefore they would watch and learn. Oh, so that's how you do it. So I think it's a little bit of learning to it.
Right.
You know, or just the joy of watching someone play a game. It's like you don't, I don't know, some Olympic sport, but you enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's the only headspace I'm trying to get it into is to, it's different to us, but we do it in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, true. I don't play rugby league, but I enjoy watching others do it.
Yeah, okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Heidi, what are your kids watching?
My 10-year-old's watching JoJo Siwa.
Okay.
So she started following her on Dance Moms and now watches all her YouTube.
Okay, so is JoJo one of the kids or the mums?
She was one of the kids. She's got the big bow that all the little girls run around
with. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what does she get out of watching JoJo?
I think it's the positive message that JoJo gives of being friends with everyone and not letting bullies get in the way.
That's lovely.
She's got 12 million subscribers on YouTube just there. Wow.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. She's recently come out as gay and her whole demeanour has changed into an even more positive light.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great influence.
Well, I was about to say we probably, you know, because it's not in our league, tend to put it down or not understand it. But there's obviously positives in it too,
totally.
Isn't there?
And yeah. She's got access more than what we ever had.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So it's lovely.
And understanding. But there's all types. I do find, because I don't put down any of that, I get what they're doing. The one that I struggle with is the unboxing. That is massive. Million followers.
Just unboxing things.
They buy a new toy, they unbox it.
And do they play with it?
Yeah, they just. Yeah. But it's like the only thing I can get close to is if you and I, growing up, we couldn't afford that toy, so let's watch someone else have it.
Right.
That's the only thing I can put it down to.
Are they expensive toys?
Yeah, well, they're usually first cab off the rank things.
Yeah.
Oh, just got the new blah.
We used to do that, you know.
Well,
it was called Pass the Parcel.
That's exactly
anyway.
Right. It was. And we'd, if lucky, win the toy.
Absolutely. Kirsten's at Shortland.
Now we go to Melita here
first. Oh, sorry, Melita. Hello, Melita.
Hey, guys.
What's yours doing, mate?
Rebecca's a Morlo. And she's like, she does Game Master challenges and real-life ghost-busting stuff, and her voice is really, really annoying.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What kind of... tell us about your kids and who's into Rebecca.
So I've got an 8-year-old and a nearly 10-year-old, and both of them are into Rebecca. My 8-year-old, Hannah, loves watching people unbox the toys and unbox slime and play with slime and all this gross stuff.
And then do they immediately come out to you and go, can you get me some of this, Mum?
Yes, they do.
So it's an elongated toy ad.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then we have to play Game Master games as well.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
See,
Thank you, Melita.
The thing with me is why I'm not a fan of the word influencer. Because they're just salespeople.
Yeah.
Influencer, if they're people like, I think we just heard the previous one saying, hey, on this and on that, you can still live a happy life. Mm. That's an influencer.
That is. It's
someone
lovely.
Who's just constantly on there plugging some free
slogan.
Gear.
Yeah.
Is not an influencer.
Nah.
They're a salesperson.
Yeah, and there's plenty of those around, big and small.
Oh,
Kirsten's
yes.
at Shortland. Kirsten, who is influencing or what is your child watching?
So my child loves Isaac Butterfield because he's totally politically incorrect.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah. How old is your son?
My daughter.
A daughter, sorry.
He's 15.
Oh, well, buckle up. Buckle up at the dinner table after she tells you what Isaac's latest video said.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the new one and the most favourite at the moment is Paola from Bankstown, bro.
Did you say Paolo?
Paola.
Paola.
Paola
from Bankstown.
And what does Paola do?
Well, Carla used to be the receptionist for Gladys Berejiklian, and she would answer the calls, and now she's the face of MCO Beauty.
Okay.
So
beautiful
this,
pink hair.
This yep. is not real, though. Carla really didn't work for Gladys, did she?
No, she's
no.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeah, we're just getting up a little clip of the video, and I don't recognise her from Harvard UT.
No.
Carla from Bankstown.
But hopefully, though, is that a bit funny? Because my biggest concern out of everything these days is that the kids aren't learning funny.
It is hilarious.
Brilliant.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah. And everything that's going on in the world, everyone just needs to calm down. Relax and laugh.
Yeah.
And that's what my child is doing.
Yeah, great.
So I'm happy.
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks, Kirsten.
I must admit I do, and I always say the tenure, I do. I hear a lot of laughter out of BJ's room, you know, and it's his mates will watch a comedian together, and it's such a joy to hear, and these kids have had a crap year, to hear the laughter.
God, yeah.
My gut laughing.
Yeah.
And then I'll go in and he'll go, "What's this, Dad?" And I'll go, "That's not funny."
Well, Isaac Butterfield is certainly, he's doing it two-pronged. So he's doing the funny, but he's also doing the merchandising.
Oh, he's,
oh, my God, he's killing
it. He's selling his own merchandising. Yeah. That's even better, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's got T-shirts. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
he's making a bucket.
Well,
and
good
he's,
on him.
I can't. he's up to a gazillion followers.
Mm. Yep.
International. See, that's the thing. That's the scope. It's the international business,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Once you're online, exactly. It's not just Australia or New South Wales or Newcastle. It's international. Mm. Big bucks ahead.
Good stuff. Tanya and Steve, Newcastle Triple M.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and get an extra $45,000 off your dream McDonald Jones home. Only for a limited time. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's.
What? Is they are dusting off their good china in Cowra.
Oh, yeah.
Because their campaign, Get Chris to Cowra, has worked. Cowra, the residents there, need to get themselves on the map. Mm-hmm. And they thought, what better way than to attract a heavyweight, Hollywood no less, than Chris Hemsworth and make him our Cowra ambassador.
Oh.
So they got the nod.
He's doing an ad.
He's don't know whether he's going to do an ad, but they've come up with a few ideas. They want a 40-foot Chris, to greet people when you arrive in Cowra.
All right, and the imagine driving under that.
The tourist guy, who's also one of the local farmers, he said, "Look, we were going to make it bald and fat." And make it a bit of a joke, but now that he said yes to coming, we don't think we should go bald and fat.
Definitely not. Make Definitely it a bit muscular now.
Oh, no, hang on. Let's go with him in The Last Avengers.
He was fat in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, not bald, but...
No,
fat. Yeah.
Imagine that if it was like, hey, could you go and do an Avenger, but, and then the guy, the sculptor comes back, oh, I just watched one, I'm not an Avenger fan.
He's watched the latest one to get his latest look.
So well done them, though. They started this campaign. It's, it's worked. They had the call only yesterday saying he's coming. We've got him.
Right. Wow.
So they've now got to dust off the town and make it Chris-worthy.
Chris-worthy.
Yeah.
Chris-worthy in Cowra. Cowra Chris-worthy.
There's even something in Christmas there, isn't there?
There is.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. If we could have any ambassador come to Newcastle and the Hunter and represent us, who would it be?
Does he have to be Australian?
Because
Chris is Australian.
It is.
So I was going
on. Yeah, does it have to be Aussie?
Probably.
Because when it becomes Australian, it becomes a lot tougher.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Because there's not as many celebrities. There isn't really.
Big Dog?
You could put them on one hand, really.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, Chris Hemsworth, Nicole Kidman.
We know, roll them out.
Oh, Margot Robbie.
Honestly, there is a cupboard, and you just open the cupboard door and they come out. I mean, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, all right. They don't have to be Australian then.
Oh, wow. We all know who you'd have then.
The Rock.
Yeah. Of course you'd have The Rock.
Because he's not busy.
And he's cheap, not.
$1 million on Instagram post.
Yeah.
Or
that's a tough one.
It's a very hard question.
Come to Newcastle because blah, loves it here. The star, blah, the celebrity, loves Newcastle.
If they're clever in Cowra, they'll even change the name to Chrisra.
Yeah.
For a little while.
At least.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like when we were in Bruce FM for a while.
Yeah, 24 hours with Bruce FM.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you have a movie star, or would you have a singer, or a sports person, or a political person, like a Bill Clinton, or
you don't want a politic?
Definitely not political.
No. So sports or movie? So entertainment.
Yeah, it's a good one. Because we're a bit of a rock town, but we love our sport, so I don't know.
We're just going to have to go for Chief. Go and open that door, Rise. He's in the back there.
he's
waiting to go. Go to Chief.
That's gold.
There you go. That's gold. Come to Newcastle. Yep. That's gold. Thank you, Chief. Back in the cupboard. I don't know. Because I think Hemsworth, Byron Bay.
Same.
To me... You're not going to fool me with your Cowra gear.
Yeah.
You're a Byron Bay boy.
And for Russell Crowe, it's always the hinterland of Coffs.
Absolutely.
You know, the promised land farm.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's sort of tied up a little bit.
They're a bit busy.
Yeah. They've got their own geographical locations they're promoting.
Work it out at work when you get to work today and have a chat with your friends and go, who do you reckon? Because we're stumped.
Yeah, we might revisit it again tomorrow.
There's not many left on a big scale. Isaac Butterfield.
There you go.
He's got a large following.
What about sports people? What about a big sportsman? But then what sport? Who knows? I don't know. It's a very hard question.
Well, what part of Chief didn't you like?
I mean current sports player.
Oh!
International. Very hard.
Yeah, we'll leave it with you.
Yeah.
Have a think about it.
Yeah.
Yep. Tanya and Steve, Newcastle's Triple M.
Get onto the rock. You two communicate, are you?
Well, there might be a little problem with that. What do they call their AVOs in America?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think there's one coming in my direction.
Okie dokie.